Yeah.
Ever get that like shiver down your spine when you read a headline about nuclear weapons?
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, today's deep dive, it's not exactly gonna like soothe those nerves, but maybe, just maybe, it'll help us all understand them a little bit better.
Okay.
So we're going deep into the world of nuclear
All
proliferation.
right.
But forget those like dusty old textbooks, all right?
Yeah.
We're doing things a little differently this time. We're playing a game.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, not your typical roll the dice kind of game.
Right.
This one's called Rivals,
Okay.
and it puts you right in the hot seat like you are a world leader
Oh, wow.
dealing with this huge, heavy decision. Should my country go nuclear?
Yeah. And that is, I mean,
And we've got the source material right here,
okay.
the actual Rivals game manual. And let me tell you, it gets intense.
Really?
Imagine, it's not just, moving little armies around on a map.
Right.
You are dealing with like international pressure,
Oh, wow.
domestic unrest, like people in your own country might overthrow you.
Yeah.
And that very real, very heavy fear that one wrong move could mean, well, everything.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a very intense game.
It really sets the stage. And speaking of the stage, Rivals has all these like fictional countries.
Okay.
So you've got Helium. They're the established nuclear power. They're trying to keep things from going, let's say, critical.
Sure.
But then there's Neon,
Okay.
Helium's rival. And they are breathing down Helium's neck with their own, nuclear
So
ambitions.
you've got this like classic standoff situation
Totally.
where each side sees the other one as a threat and it just escalates.
Exactly. And you're right there in the thick of it,
Oh, wow.
making decisions that have like global consequences.
Yeah.
Do you pour all your resources into building these enrichment plants? Do you like start this global campaign to recruit the best scientists?
Oh, wow.
Maybe even poach them from your rivals.
Right.
The game makes you think about everything.
It sounds like it, yeah.
And it's not just those like big splashy decisions.
Right.
It's the little things too.
Okay.
So like there's another country, Argon. They're sitting on all these natural resources,
Okay.
which kind of makes them a target, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
And then there's Krypton.
Okay.
Small, vulnerable. They might just want a nuke to get a seat at the table.
Right, just to be taken seriously.
Exactly. It gets really complicated really fast.
I bet. And does it, I mean, this is the real world, right?
Oh yeah.
So it must touch on some of the like the less savory aspects of international relations.
Oh, absolutely. Rivals does not shy away from that stuff at all.
Okay.
Espionage, sabotage, even the option to, well,
Yeah.
let's just say some problems can be solved a little more permanently.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking like cloak and dagger, secret agents, the whole bit.
The works. Tell me more.
Okay, so say you need to slow down Neon's nuclear program, right? You want to get your hands a little dirty.
Okay.
You could try to, say, sabotage their supply chain,
Right.
maybe swap out their shipment of highly enriched uranium for a few tons of scrap metal.
Oh, that's devious.
Yeah, I like it. That's got to come with some risks, though.
Of
What
course.
happens if you get caught?
That is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
So as you're building your program, you start to accumulate these radiological contamination tokens.
Radiological contamination.
Yeah, think of it like a risk meter.
Okay.
The further you go down that path, the more likely you are to get caught, face sanctions,
Right.
or even worse, have like a Chernobyl situation on your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're like knee-deep in this nuclear standoff.
Yeah.
Threat of like total annihilation just hanging in the air.
Right.
You'd think it'd be all about like outsmarting, outgunning your opponent.
Right. Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in that, especially with the stakes so high.
Right.
But Rivals, it kind of throws you a curveball.
Yeah.
It gives you all these like diplomatic tools too.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good reminder that sometimes like, talking things out is the best way to prevent a meltdown.
So you're saying we can like ne negotiate our way out of a nuclear war?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
But the game lets you do things like propose treaties.
Okay.
You can offer economic aid.
Yeah.
You can even engage in like cultural exchanges to try and build some trust and like, cool things down a little bit.
So instead of lobbing missiles at each other, you're what, like sending a jazz band across the border?
Yeah, think about it. Like in the real world, right? Things like student exchange programs
Yeah.
or joint scientific ventures.
Okay.
Those aren't just like feel-good initiatives. They
Right.
can really like change how countries see each other.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good point. We often focus so much on the whole military side of things,
Right.
But that diplomacy, that's huge.
Huge, yeah.
But let's be real. Sometimes you need a little more than just like goodwill ambassadors and friendly soccer matches, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes you need to know what your rivals are really up to.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, the espionage comes in.
Okay.
Rivals makes you really think about, you know, the role of intelligence gathering. It's not always pretty, but in this world, it's kind of a necessary evil.
Right. So we're talking about spying, stealing secrets, maybe even like flipping a few enemy agents.
Think less James Bond and more, you know, strategic intelligence gathering.
Okay.
The game lets you invest in your intelligence services so you can, like, uncover your opponent's plans, maybe get ahead in the whole arms race.
So it's like a high-stakes poker game.
Exactly.
Everybody's got their cards held close to their chest.
And you
got
to know when to hold them.
When to fold them.
Exactly. And just like poker, information is everything.
Right.
A good intelligence report, you know, that could be the difference between, you know, avoiding a disaster and just blindly walking into a nuclear war.
Right. And it's not even just about what you know.
Right.
It's how you use it.
Exactly. So let's say, for example, you managed to, like, infiltrate Neon's nuclear program, all right?
Right.
You discover they're way closer to having a weapon than anybody thought.
Uh-oh.
What do you do? Do you go public with it?
Risk? Like, all-out war?
Exactly. Or do you use that information to try to, like, negotiate a disarmament treaty?
That's a tough one.
It is. And that's just one example. Rivals throws all sorts of stuff at you. You have to think on your feet.
And that's what makes it such a good simulation.
Exactly.
There are no easy answers.
It reflects the reality.
It forces you to really deal with the reality of this situation.
It does.
This world on a knife's edge.
Yeah. And it makes you make decisions where there's no clear right or wrong.
And speaking of tough decisions, what happens if, like, you know, someone actually does launch a nuke? Does it just, like, end there?
That's another interesting thing about rivals. The goal isn't necessarily to become the biggest, baddest nuclear power.
It's not.
No, it's about navigating this crazy world, making sure your country survives with or without nukes.
So it's not about winning the arms race.
Not necessarily.
It's more about, like, surviving the fallout.
Exactly. So let's say Neon does develop a weapon.
Okay.
Despite your best efforts. What do you do?
Yeah.
Do you ramp up your own nuclear program?
Try to match them.
Right. Or do you focus on alliances?
Sure.
Strengthen your defenses.
Yeah.
And just hope for the best.
So we've gone from, like, staring down the barrel of nuclear war to, you know, trying to make peace deals. We've talked spies and bombs and the whole, like, terrifying reality of it all.
It's a lot, right?
It really is.
I think that's what makes rivals so important, though. It makes you face all that stuff head on. Like,
yeah.
It forces you to deal with the fact that nuclear weapons are out there.
Right. It's easy to just say, like, get rid of all the nukes. But this game, it really shows you, like, it's not that simple.
No, not at all.
People have all these different fears, ambitions. There's all this stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, and the game doesn't try to make it simple.
Right.
It shows you those security dilemmas, those pressures, all that real fear that makes countries even think about these weapons in the first place.
And then it asks you to put yourself in their shoes.
Exactly.
So try and understand why someone would make a choice, even if you wouldn't.
Because sometimes it feels like there are no good choices.
Right. And we talk about the risks, the dangers. But sometimes having these weapons, it feels like the only way to survive.
That's the thing about nuclear deterrence, isn't it?
Yeah.
To stop someone from using them, you have to be ready to use them yourself.
It's like looking into the abyss and hoping you don't blink first.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's what gets me. If everyone knows how bad these weapons are, why is it so hard to get rid of them?
Trust.
Or the lack of it.
Right. Once a country has nukes, it's really hard to get them to give them up, especially if they feel threatened.
Makes sense.
Plus, there's the verification problem. How do you even know if someone's really getting rid of their weapons?
Right, right. And that's where a game like Rivals is so powerful.
Exactly.
It lets you experience that firsthand. You feel that pressure.
You're not just reading about it in a book.
Right. You're making those choices. You're dealing with the consequences.
And that's something you just can't get from a lecture or a documentary.
No, not at all. So as we wrap things up here, what's, like, the one thing you hope our listeners take away from all this?
Next time you see the news and it's all about some nuclear standoff, don't just, like, tune it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Think about the people making those decisions. They're under incredible pressure.
Right.
They have the weight of the world on their shoulders, literally. And Rivals, it gives us a peek into what that's like.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, it can help us find a way to avoid those situations altogether.
Because behind all the headlines, the politics, the speeches, there are real people trying to make the right call.
Making life or death decisions.
Exactly. And while Rivals doesn't give us the answers, it does give us a chance to understand the questions.
And maybe that's a good place to start.
It really is. Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this. What would you do if the fate of the world was in your hands?